Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another recap show. Yep, Fear of the Walking Dead recap show now available on iTunes. And if you don't have iTunes, make sure you go check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. I am Mike, of course, and normally I have like 3 other people with me because we're big fans of Fear of the Walking Dead. Kristen from AccordingToKristen.com, she's supposed to be here with us, but apparently she didn't have time to watch the episode, blah, 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 excuses. And Brancy from TheVRO.com, she was supposed to be with us. We're actually texting her right now. She had to go pick up her brother from football practice because she thought she was going to have time because me and Jesus recorded the Strain recap show earlier and blah, 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 excuses. So the only responsible one to join me, Jesus from dysfunctional.com. Jesus, what's up?
Responsible? These girls go to school too, you know?
No, they, you know what? School schmule. You have time. I have a son and I have a job,
true,
you know?
True.
And I'm a husband, okay? I have 3 things, okay? They have, like, 1. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
You know, so they could have joined us, but it's okay. You know what? They're not going to be here with us. It's their loss. But you know what? I mean, they probably didn't, especially Kristen, because if anybody listened to our recap show of the premiere episode last week, Kristen just had nothing good to say about the show. We had to put her in place. You know, we were like, mm-hmm. Kristen, go make us a sandwich. Get the hell out of our faces. So here we are, Jesus, you and I. The episode was called Los Muertos. It aired last night, Sunday night on AMC. This one here talks about a little bit of Nick. And then, of course, we get to see Ophelia, Strain, and Madison, and Alicia. The episode pretty much starts off the sacrificial lamb. You know, if you're getting sick or you're going to die, you go ahead and sacrifice yourself to the zombies so that when you come back, you protect the wall. I think that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
I don't know. I think it's smart. I mean, now they have a barrier of infected that are surrounding them and protecting them.
Really?
That's kind of cool.
No, that is I see that as Herschel's farm. The barn,
kind
of. Okay, I see the wall of the zombies on the outskirts of the fence of the prison. You saw what happened with that fence.
Yeah.
And when I was seeing the aerial shot, I was like, that fence is a piece of crap fence.
It is.
You know, so I don't know, man. I think that's stupid. I think it's stupid to do it that way. And I think it's kind of effed up that you walk through the bus. Like, I could be, like, coughing. Like, I'm not totally dead. And then to just stand there. I mean, at least let... They stab me something. I don't know.
Yeah, but these cult people are crazy. They believe that
yes.
You keep your mentality and you're protecting your family as undead.
Thank you that you said the C word. And we're not talking about that word. We're talking about cult. That's what you got. Yep. You got that too, right?
They are. I mean, he has prayer. He belittles everybody, so he has power.
Dude, at the end of that, when Alejandra started preaching to freaking Nick at the end of the episode, and then you see the church going on.
Yep.
Man, I was like, and then Nick started mumbling the words. Now, do you think he's mumbling? Now, Nick is a chameleon.
Yeah, I think that's why even Strand believes that he's bulletproof.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Nick is it's going to be a front. I think Nick is not stupid. He knows that these people, because Nick is going to see that, especially when, you know, Alejandro was talking, you know, almost like bad about everything in a sense and people and saw that evil side of him. Like, it's obvious. I think you nailed it that he's mind controlling these people, you know.
He is. And I believe if he called them, what was it, the Sons of the Resurrection?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he said? There's something around those lines. I don't remember.
It's some kind of resurrection thing. I don't know. I just, I'm telling you, when that whole part when he was doing, I wasn't even paying attention. I was like, I even put in my notes here. Alejandro is preaching to everyone. It's a fucking cult. Screw this dude. Nick better run. That's what I put in my notes.
Because I don't think Nick should run, though.
No. I, you know what? I think Nick is going to definitely – I think he has a hots for what's her name?
Luciana.
She's yeah. hot, so I think he's there. And I think he's almost like – he's like Moses, and Alejandro's the Pharaoh. And I think
he kind of is.
And
yeah.
Nick is there. He's there to help. I mean, it's obvious that he stole that Mexican ding-dong from the cartel to give to the little girl.
It was a gancito.
That's a Mexican ding-dong, isn't it?
I would call it more like a Mexican Twinkie.
Okay. All right. People out there that are listening, is it a Twinkie or is it a ding-dong? Because I swear to God, it looked like a ding-dong to me. But, you know, I mean, he's almost got his hand cut off to help this little girl, to give her a little bit of happiness, a little bit of comfort. Mm-hmm. And Alejandro didn't care. So I don't know.
Of course not. Alejandro's a psychopath or a sociopath.
I think he sees it. I think he sees it and knows that these people are – I think he's just going to survive. And mm-hmm. and it's almost like Nick's going to do what he can do to help. And if he can dethrone him. If not, get some stuff and move on to the next village. Or kind of just – I know he's acting. He has to be acting.
Yeah, and I think what you – because he's looking at Lucy as they're praying.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just in shock that he could be so easily manipulated.
Well, it's that bite. That one – I mean, you saw – Nick saw the bite on – what do you think that is?
I don't think it's a bite.
Either do I. It looked nothing like a bite. It looked like a bruise. And it's and it's easy to sit there – I mean, it could be anything. And to say – it could be a birthmark, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah. It was just very suspicious.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. It's a cult, and you know, and it's obvious now Lucy has feel. You saw the feelings, right? When he gave him the Mexican ding dong, that's what I'm calling it until someone corrects me, because I don't believe you. When he gave it to the little girl, and then I was fingers crossed. I was like, Lucy's going to see him. And she saw it, and she got teary-eyed. I was like, Lucy's in love.
Yeah, I mean, throughout this whole episode, she's frowning and whatnot, and then she sees it, and she gets this little smirk, like, it's adorable.
Yeah, that's it. Boom. She's going to give him the vagina.
Maybe.
No, she is. And I know you have the hots for her because you interviewed her and you got to be like really up close to her. But face it, Nick's going to give it to her.
We'll see.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Both of you and I agree it's a cult. It's going to be interesting to see how everything's going to get played, because he's almost like the governor. But I mean... Yeah, he's almost like the governor, if you really look at it. I mean, the governor was cool to the people, but then behind closed doors with his head fish aquarium, you know?
Yeah.
Alejandro is all nice and pumping up people with fake medicine, acting like he's helping them and he has the cure and he's got endless supplies of stuff. But really, mm-hmm. he doesn't. He's using that to control everybody, to give people that hope.
Yeah, and he's had that deal with the cartel.
Yeah, I just think this guy is a I think that wall thing is a mistake. That wall is going to come down, and the more people that sacrifice themselves, the more zombies are going to get there. They're going to get stronger.
Yeah.
Stupid. And speaking of stupid, let's talk about Madison. we finally get to see the group. What did you think about in the beginning when Madison totally disses Alicia? When Alicia's like, come on, let's go. And she's like looking and doesn't, I mean, totally disses her.
Yeah, I mean, Madison lost a lot of brownie points in this episode.
Yeah, you think?
I mean, first of all, I thought the episode went very well. Like, it starts off with Nick and easily transitions to the group,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was better than, you know, just switching over, like, The Walking Dead does, like, oh, all of a sudden you're somewhere else with somebody else.
Hey, shut up, dude. Don't even talk. Don't cry. Watch yourself. Okay, go on.
But then, you know, you see Madison and she's being so just stupid.
She was being a bitch. You can say it, man. You can say it. And then the top off that she was drinking alcohol. I put in my notes that she is a where did I put it on here? I think Madison is a shitty drunk. That's what I put. Come on. She's one of those people that you would not want to hang out with. Like, if we were all going out with Madison, we'd be like, dude, if Madison's going to get drunk, I'm not going out. I'm not going out with y'all. If Madison's a bitch when she gets drunk.
Maybe, but I think Strand was also pushing her buttons.
Oh, definitely. I think there's more to it, too. I mean, I think Strand also knows that the dads – I mean, do you think that the dad – okay, it's obvious that the dad was effed up on something. right?
Yeah.
Do
he
you?
died of I think he died of an overdose or some sort of drug related problem.
Do you think that? Do you think Madison had anything to do with that?
Maybe, but I also think that if she would have told Nick, "Oh, he died because he was on some sort of substance," Nick would have been like, "Never touching it again."
Oh, so you think? So you think that Madison did that to control her kids?
No, I think she told Nick that it was some sort of accident, driving accident.
Right.
Because she wanted to protect them. But I think if she would have said, oh, he was high on something, it definitely would have changed his view on drugs. Because instead of going for them for comfort, they would have been some sort of traumatic event.
So, yeah. So then so you're
so
saying
it's her fault. She's an addict.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, but it's also a means of controlling almost because, yeah. I mean, she could have, I mean, if that's the direction that it's going to, you know, I mean, the only reason why you would not tell your kid that, because I would, I mean, I caught the thing of like, if she would have told the truth, that could have probably like, okay, my dad had the same sickness as me and like, I'm going to kill myself too. That's how I took it. Like, I think I took it as Madison didn't tell him the truth because she didn't want him going down. Like, she even said it, that he possesses that same darkness as his father. But I don't know, man. I think you're onto something, but I don't know if I'd go that dark. Madison's not telling everything.
She's not, and I think that's the biggest problem because Strand lets her to believe that her keeping all these secrets is what's driving them apart.
Yeah.
Like, he even tells her, you know, you're smothering them without actually being a mother.
Yeah. No, I agree. Strand's on it. Strand's on it. He's good at reading people and manipulating and finding out stuff. I mean, he's blatantly told her.
Yeah, it's hilarious that he's like, oh, this is who I am. Yeah. I know people. I manipulate people. And he's doing it right in front of her.
And she has no clue. And he sees her true colors, her throwing the glass. He knew. He was like, oh, yeah. I mean, no, she's batshit crazy also.
Yep.
She's probably got the sickness. That's what I'm talking about. Probably not her dad. It's probably her.
Maybe.
But, yeah, so that whole thing there was a eye-opening experience to see Madison's true colors.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that was her true colors. I mean, we've seen her be shitty to Travis in the past and her just be kind of cold to certain people. But this episode, the way that she was treating Alicia and then like trying to tell Alicia to stay with her because she wanted to protect her. I was like, bitch, you were just like totally ignoring her.
Yeah.
And then now I don't know. I just don't. It's obvious that Alicia probably thinks that, OK, my mom has a favorite and it's my brother, you know?
Yeah.
Which is going to drive a wedge. You know, because even Alicia makes that comment, you know, like she can take care of herself. I've been taking care of myself for the longest time. So, yep. Good for Alicia. Let's talk about Alicia and Ophelia. Now, Ophelia, what do you think about her? What'd you think about her? How do you feel about her attitude?
I don't know how to feel about her attitude. I feel like she wants to just off herself already. And I can see her like struggling to come to this sort of hopeful, wannabe, like wanting to survive type of attitude.
Really? Because I took it as she just wanted to kill herself. Like, it's.
I think she's struggling because her grandma died, or, you know, is it her grandma or is it her mom?
It was her mom.
Her mom died, and now she believes her father's dead.
Which Daniel's not. He's not dead. He's buried under rubble.
Or we don't know that yet.
Or he's hiding in a wine drum. He is.
Yeah, he's, you know, we're hoping he's alive, and she's just giving up all hope.
Alicia
said it when, you know, it's like hope is all we have left.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, and I put that in my notes. Strand and Alicia in this group are the only ones that have it together.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm very surprised for Alicia because Alicia, I was worried about her. But it seems like right off the bat, she's become, you know, with the time from season two into now, whatever time there has in between there, Alicia's definitely become almost like passing her mom as a leader. Because remember, we were always saying the Madisons trying to, you know, be charged. No, it looks like Alicia and Strand are getting together.
Yeah, and I think it's because all those times that she spent talking with Nick while they were out on like little hunts, I mean, she noticed that even though he's very chaotic and very impulsive, he also has this very, uplifting view on the way things are going.
Oh yeah. No, you can definitely tell. You can definitely see similarities between Alicia and Nick.
Yep.
And maybe that's one of the things that bothers mom so much is that they're so close, and they almost feel the same way about their mom, that kind of thing. So I don't know. I've just so, yeah, Ophelia. I mean, where do you think she is?
Oh, that's difficult to tell. I think she.
Taking a hot bath and fell asleep.
I doubt it.
Dude, at first, when the first body fell, I was like, that bitch jumped. That bitch freaking jumped. And then, of course, all the zombies fall on the balcony. It was freaking dope. Because then
It was.
those bastards were getting back up. I was like, oh, damn. I don't know where Ophelia. Do you think somebody has Ophelia? Because that's the only
No.
thing I was thinking. Because remember, Alicia was saying in there, like, somebody put these walkers in these specific rooms. Somebody locked the door from the inside. She makes the comment,
Yeah.
like, where are they at now? Maybe they have
But
Ophelia.
didn't they discover that guy that hung himself?
Yeah.
And I don't know how, after he hung himself, they didn't put two and two together and be like, oh, wait, he wasn't bit. He was infected, though.
Good observation. I don't know, man. I think it's the whole thing is fishy up there.
It is.
And I think somebody's got to have her because for her not to be there for Alicia, I don't think she's doing anything to hurt herself. I don't think she's trying to kill herself. Someone's got to have her. Somebody. And maybe not kidnap. Maybe she ran into him and they're talking and has no clue that Alicia is in the situation that she's in.
Yeah.
But dude, out in the hallway, the stairwell,
That was awesome.
she's in a very sticky situation.
That reminded me of season one of episode one of The Walking Dead when Rick goes to the, what is it, the cafeteria?
Oh yeah, definitely.
It was awesome just seeing all those zombies, and it's exactly what I wanted from this season, more zombies.
Oh, we're definitely getting a lot of zombies. Those balcony zombies falling off and then getting up and then, actually being on the first floor, the ground floor, where
Yeah.
Strand and Madison are, was dope. I really liked it. And then of course, I don't know, did Strand not think, I don't know what was he thinking to play the piano? Maybe it was the alcohol because they both seemed a little buzzed.
I don't think Strand was. I mean, he only had like three drinks.
So maybe he did that to kill Madison. Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome. But I doubt that's gonna happen. I mean, it's obvious that they're in a big situation too because zombies are coming out from left and right, and they're surrounded by the bar. It kind of remind me of what was it with
Shaun of the
Shaun
Dead.
of the Dead when they're stuck or surrounded by the bar. So,
Yeah.
I mean that was a serious cliffhanger too, because I mean it ends, and I'm like, wait a second, like.
Yeah, I mean, the cool part was the contrast between them and Nick. Nick is surrounded by people and he's not safe, and they're surrounded by zombies and they're not safe. So nobody's safe.
No, from zombies or the living.
Yep.
And Nick, I'm not, what, be honest with you, dude, I'm not even worried about Nick. I'm not. I think not
He
Nick,
is bulletproof.
he is bulletproof. Strand knows. He's the only one that knows besides his sister. I'd rather be with Nick, doing all that stuff than with Madison or Travis. I know, did you see the trailer for next week?
No.
Action packed. It looks like it starts right with Alicia and downstairs in the hotel, and then it looks like we're going to be getting some Travis and his stupid son, and more cartel. It looks like.
Cool.
So yeah, man. We'll see what happens. I know Brancy, Texas, right now, right?
I believe she did.
She did. Look at this here. Here we go. Let's see what she. Jesus. She is not holding back here. 10 miles. Not even in that cruel typing thoughts now. Not even in that cruel. I have no idea what she's talking about. Oh, it's 10 miles. Because oh yeah, people, if you're wondering what I was talking about, it's because I told Brancy she should have. Her brother was getting out of football practice, and so she had to go get her instead of being on the show. Which I know everybody listening like, oh, that's love. I suggested that she should have let her brother walk home, because that would be training for football, right? But that was is it 10 miles. That's what she said. 10 miles, not even that cruel. Typing thoughts now. Nick was the MVP of the episode for me. At first, I thought we were getting more of him, thinking that he was invincible when he stole the candy. But it took a different turn, which gave us a new side of Nick. Also, when they tackled him, I was for sure they were getting him for a stacking water on the shelf that's underneath the cart because someone looked at him strangely when he did that. I assume nothing else was tried that has tried that before. He also finally put his drug addiction to good use by being able to identify withdrawal. But the gang definitely isn't going to let Nick show them up. Luciana is right. Now they're going to be interested. Do you think that's? Do you think? Are you with her on that?
I don't know. I don't think they're going to be as interested as they expect. I think they're going to, you know, there's going to be trouble.
Right.
But that's a whole different story.
Yeah, I don't think it's that serious. I mean, I don't think it's that serious. I don't think they're going to be like, we got to take over because there's no telling what else they have. I don't know. But I mean, could somebody follow them and see? I mean, I know that last week's Talking Dead, Chris Hardwick said that, you know, every time he sees an oasis of some type of, you know, some kind of community, in his mind, it doesn't stay safe for long.
It definitely doesn't.
You know,
I mean,
so I guess
it's survival. I mean, you find something safe and you want to take it over for yourself.
Yep. So I guess we'll see what happens. I'm not too worried about that. But we'll see. It'll be interesting to see the full story behind the doctor surviving a bite. So far, we haven't seen that in the Walking Dead universe or on either show. Okay. I wish Brancy was here because she's not saying she does believe it or doesn't believe it. You and I don't believe it's a real bite.
No, but I think we saw – didn't Herschel survive a bite?
Herschel did. I mean, they chopped off his leg.
Yeah, so we have seen somebody survive a bite. So she's wrong.
If you, that is true. Because they didn't cut off his arm or his chest or whatever. I don't know. I guess we'll see what happens. But yeah, Brancy, you're wrong. That's why you should be on here. For once, Alicia doesn't get the award for Idiot of the Week. Instead, it goes to Stran and Madison. By now, they should know that sounds attract walkers, and at least Alicia tried to warn them. The preview gives me some hope for Alicia next week. Does
I don't know about saying Strand is Idiot of the Week, but Madison definitely is.
Madison definitely. I totally agree with you. Strand, I think he definitely was. I mean, that whole thing of him saying that he would have hit on Madison, I think that was to put her guard down.
Yep.
You know, and it worked. So I think Brancy, Idiot of the Week goes to Madison, me and Jesus.
Yep.
Did I miss the part where Daniel died? Because I thought all of us assumed he was alive, but everyone is talking as if he is dead. Also, where is Ophelia? We discussed Ophelia. You think she's wandering around being an idiot. I think somebody is talking to her or has her. I don't think Daniel's dead. You don't either, right?
I don't. I think it's she's doing the same thing that Carl did on The Walking Dead, where you know they would just escape for a while and tease the zombies.
Right. Well, yeah, and you know, there's no way he could have died. I mean, dude, he's a big part of the series.
I also think that it's Daniel. I mean, he's a fan favorite, I don't think the show is at that point where they could kill off the fan favorite.
No. He's a survivor. He hands down. He's a survivor.
Yeah, I also think Celia's going to be alive, and somehow they're going to be traveling together.
I agree. I could see that. I could see Celia alive for sure, because that was her. That's her basement. She had to have some secret passageways. And maybe she did see Daniel, you know, and maybe they kind of did say, okay, we both hate each other right now, but it's time to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they probably did escape together, and we'll see that story.
Yeah, and they're both survivors, definitely.
Yep. Overall, great episode, in my opinion. The new group Nick is in will pose some interesting situations. I'm excited to see more of Luciana, Madison, and Strand face the Horde next week, and we will finally see how Alicia fares on her own. She's definitely fighting people. The zombies are – I mean, she's sticking them in the head. She's a beast. She's going in beast mode, which is going to be awesome. I think that's going to make her stronger, and it's obvious that she's becoming a strong character in the series, passing her own stupid mom. But yeah, I think I wish Brancy was here and Kristen, because we could have asked if they would have thought that, did they get the cult feelings like you and I did. I swear to God, when he was preaching, I was like, this is not church. This doesn't feel very godlike to me. No.
Yeah, it didn't. And it seemed more like this very self-indulgent type of thing.
Yes.
And he wants to hold all the power and make everybody feel like he knows everything that's going on and what's going to happen.
Yeah.
His little part where, you know, they're going to surpass death was kind of weird.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I mean, do I think he would tell everybody to kill themselves? Do I think he's a crazy, what's his name? What was his name? John Corrett. What was that dude that made everybody, like, the Waco? And it was just crazy. It was just, I don't think he's one of those like, cult leaders where it's like, sacrifice yourself for me kind of thing. I think he's just doing it. I think he's doing it to control them. But I don't think he wants to die.
Yeah, definitely not a drink the punch
guy. Yeah, no drink the punch kind of guy. I think he wants to keep everybody alive so they keep him safe.
You know? Yeah, and I think that's why he got so mad that, Nick is bringing hope to the group.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, Nick is that crazy addict light at the end of the tunnel in a weird kind of way. I'm telling you, he's Moses. He's Moses. So what do you give this episode?
I'm giving it a 10.
I would have to agree. I would have to agree with you on that. I would give this episode 10. And actually, in my Good Shows review, have you had a chance to write your review yet on Good Shows?
I have not posted it. I've written it, but I will post it after the show.
I posted that this one here, this episode, felt more of a mid-season premiere for me than last week's episode.
Definitely was action-packed. And
which one did you like better? Did you like the premiere or did you like this one better? You had to choose.
I think I liked the premiere better.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, yeah, you like, and I'm let me take a stab at it. You definitely like, I think what pushes you more on that episode is just the way that it was shot and just the way it was directed, right?
I mean, that was all these little technical elements made it interesting for me.
Right. That's what I figured. Yeah. To me, it was the characters and, I love the Mexican ding dong and I love the cartel, holding up Costco as a ransom. So it's going to be interesting to see, because now the cartel, there's different gangs all over the place, so you never know what you're gonna. It's obvious Travis and Chris, is that his name? I can't remember that idiot's name.
Yeah,
they're gonna run into some trouble as well. So, and then at the very end of that commercial, they show Travis limping, walking by himself. Will we lose Chris?
Hopefully.
I can only hope. All right, so people, don't forget, you can get on iTunes and you can check out our past recap shows with us. All you got to do is search Fear the Walking Dead Recap Show on iTunes. We're there. If you don't have an iTunes account, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Everything is there, plus other shows that we've done in the past. You can also find our shows on our blogs. iWatchMike.com is my blog. Thisfunctional.com is Jesus's. If you want to check out the girls' blogs, Karen, according to Kristen.com. According to Kristen.com is Kristen's, and the VRO.com is Brancy. You can find her there as well. Jesus, you got Thisfunctional on Twitter, Instagram, Thisfunctional LA on Facebook, Thisfunctional on Snapchat. Did I leave anything out?
Dysfunctional on the Good Shows app.
There you go. And make sure you jump on Good Shows and follow me and Jesus. There you go. That's Jesus Dysfunctional. Mike the Movie Guy is me. It's absolutely free if you're a fan of TV and movie stuff. You definitely got to get on there. I wish I would have been ready because I would have read some of the reviews. I don't know if anybody's seen. I don't think anybody's seen Fear of the Walking Dead or at least wrote a review yet on Good Shows yet. I think I'm the first one. So if you do jump on the app and you do write a review, Jesus and I and the girls will read it next week if you want to do that. And I think that's pretty much it. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. I Watch Mike on Facebook. And I think that's it, right? I think we're good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
I think we're good. We both love the episode. Next week we'll be back. Sundays, The Fear of the Walking Dead, air on AMC. We'll either record the show on Monday or Tuesday, depending on the girls' schedule. If not, Jesus and I, we're soldiers, and we'll do it ourselves with the girls. Yep. It's like boy power. Like, we're like a boy band. Right?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Thanks a lot, Jesus.
Morning, Los Angeles. Hope you got your flu shot. Reports in 5 states that a strange virus is going around. So if you're not feeling well, go home, take care of yourself.